This is Twit.
It's Henry from Prescott Valley, Arizona next. Hi, Henry. Thanks for hanging on.
How you doing, Leo?
I am great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You have probably induced me to spend more money than anyone other than my wife. In that I am
a client
of Simply Safe.
Yes.
Carbonite.
Yes.
I have an Epson ET4250.
Yes.
I have pictures from Fracture.
Yes.
And I'm thinking of enrolling in ITPro.tv.
All right. You got the hat trick.
In addition to that, you have recommended certain products through the years, including the Heil Pro PR.
That's what I use. Are you a ham?
No, I
podcaster.
Use it for vocals.
Oh, you're a singer. Nice. All right.
And I have a Shure SM58 for my instruments.
Wow. Wow.
I have two ECHO views.
Oh, wow. You got to stop listening to that Leo guy. It's starting to cost you.
I also have a dot and a regular. I've also bought products recommended by Scott and Chris.
So. I would ask how you like all those things, but we only have 3 hours for the show, so I'll just presume you're happy. Oh, good.
I love them all.
Very good. Thank you on behalf of our sponsors. I thank you. And, of course, I thank the sponsors because that's what keeps the show on the air. So I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I've had to stream you on twit.tv since I moved up here to Prescott Valley, which is paradise compared to KFI land, unfortunately. But
but you live in a beautiful part of the country, so
I sure
there you
do.
Go. Yep.
I am.
Is the desert blooming yet? Are you starting to see some?
We're starting to see some flowers.
Nice.
They're not here yet. We're not through winter yet.
I think spring in the high desert is just beautiful. Just beautiful.
It is. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And we've got three different national forests around us. So we've got plenty of.
You moved to paradise. How's your internet up there?
It's good. It's very good. I get 100 megabytes.
That's fantastic. No megabytes. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Nope.
You know, it's very typical, unfortunately, that people who move to paradise lose internet access. And I think for many a fair trade, I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it. So I'm glad you can go somewhere nice like Prescott Valley and still get good internet. That's good news.
Absolutely.
Yep.
In August, I'm attending something called the Americana Fantasy Camp, and I'm going to do six songs, three with a trio that I've been working with for about 6 years now, two with a new duet that I'm going to do called the Elderly Brothers.
And, wake up, little Susie. It's time for your pills.
That's right. and one as a solo with two members of the Kingston Trio.
Oh, man. Are you kidding? Oh, what fun. So it's fantasy camp for folk singers.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
And this year I have to record some demos to go to the people I'm singing with so that they will be able to follow along with what keys we've got and things like that.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if there is a really good recording type program other than GarageBand that would work with that. And the reason I say other than GarageBand is because I've never used it and I'm not sure I understand it.
GarageBand actually, from a point of view of audio quality, that really doesn't matter. If you've got the right microphones and mixer and all of that, any program, even the free open source Audacity, will record basically the same bits. So, because they're all using the same stuff to convert it to bits. So that's not going to make a huge difference. It's really more what you can do afterwards. The nice thing about GarageBand, it has you don't need to learn GarageBand to use it as a recorder. You already have it. Obviously, you have a Mac, right?
Right.
And you're talking about recording to a Mac, not an iPad?
No. Well, I could do it with any of them.
I've got
everything Apple.
All right. I think you already have GarageBand. They do offer, and it's fairly inexpensive, a step up from GarageBand called Logic. But if you find GarageBand intimidating, stand back. Logic's even crazier.
Uh-huh.
So there are simple recording programs that are fairly inexpensive on the Macintosh. For years, I used something called Amadeus, after Mozart, Amadeus mm-hmm. Pro. I think it's about $50. And then somebody turned me on to a program called Twisted Wave that is quite good on the Macintosh as well. I think it's under $100 for sure. And that's what I've been using lately. The beauty of Twisted uh-huh. Wave, it's very simple. You push mm-hmm. the round red button and it records. And okay. it has fairly nice editing stuff. I use recording all the time for radio, and I don't need anything fancy. I don't need multi-track. I'm just recording my voice. And so for those, even the free Audacity would be fine. The Audacity is also available on the Mac. It's open source, and it's a little crashy. It's a little less reliable. I find Amadeus and Twisted Wave to be a little more stable. Both of them will do fine just recording demos. If you wanted multi-track recording, though, I'd say you might want to figure out GarageBand because it'll do that as well.
Yeah, I need two tracks. I'm going to do a guitar, rhythm guitar bottom, and then I'll do the vocals on okay. top of that.
Now, I'm going to tell you a system that somebody you might know who listens to this show uses in just a second. I got to take a break, though. We're back. We're talking to Henry Prescott Valley. He's going to, what's it called, the Americana Festival?
Americana Fantasy Camp. It's in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, man.
Between August 8 and 12.
You know, my fantasy would be to go and just listen.
Do it.
I want to hear the Elderly Brothers, and I want to hear okay. you singing with the Kinston Trio. Wow.
If you show up, I'll get you a free ticket.
All right.
And
wow.
And I'll get dinner.
That sounds wonderful. What fun. I remember as a kid, my mom went to a folk singing camp in Upper New York State, and Pete Seeger was there, and we listened to Pete Seeger for days, and I just enjoyed it so much. So we're talking about recording now.
Uh-huh.
You'll be fine with what you've obviously got good equipment. You were talking about your microphone. You've got a Macintosh. You could even do this on an iPad. Twisted Wave, by the way, is available for iPad and Macintosh. Really nice program. That's probably what I would recommend. It'll let you do two-track recording, no problem at all. But I do know somebody who recorded an album, and I was kind of stunned. You've heard of a bluegrass player. He's pretty good on the banjo, named Steve Martin. I think you might have heard of him.
I have.
He did an album. He was in California. His partner, Edie Brickell, you might have heard of her. She was with the New Bohemians.
Yeah, I know her.
Paul Simon's
Absolutely.
Wife. Wonderful singer.
Uh-huh.
They did a bluegrass album called Love Has Come to You, I think it was called. And Steve told me that he recorded this. Get ready for this. This is how they worked. He would record the banjo track on his iPhone and send it to Edie so she could write the lyrics. And she'd record the lyrics and send it back to Steve. Now, I don't think that's the final track you heard on the album.
I'm sure.
I'm sure that they, after they perfected the song, then went into the studio and recorded it. But I found that fascinating that even today, for a professional, an iPhone and just recording, not a fancy mic, but just recording off the mic on the iPhone, was good enough for them to send tracks back and forth. That kind of surprised me.
That should work real well, because basically the purpose of these demos is just to let the other guys know what I'm going to be doing.
Just do that then. Yeah, play it for them, and then they can hear it. If it's good enough for Steve and Edie, and I don't mean Alan and Gourmet, then it's good. Then it's good enough, I'm sure, for the Elderly Brothers. Nice to talk to you. Have fun at your conference.
Leo.
That sounds great. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. The Elderly Brother. Wake up, little Susie. You got to do that one. Wake up. Wow. Oh, that sounds like a good time. I hope you have fun. That sounds so great, Henry.
It's going to be a great, great deal of fun. I've been practicing for a while, and I think we're going to knock them dead.
Wow. And you play the guitar?
Yes, I'm going to play 12-string, 6-string, and four-string tenor guitars on the various songs.
See, even if you record it all fancy with Twisted Wave and you send it to them and everything, they're going to listen to it on their iPhone anyway.
Probably.
Right? I mean, so the microphone on today's smartphones is pretty darn good, and as long as you're careful about not over-modulating it, I bet you get it certainly good enough for you to send them, here's what I'm going to be doing. And then, you know, if they say, well, you got to get it better, you could go out and get Twisted Wave.
All right. Sounds good.
My pleasure. Have fun.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Yeah, not Alan Lawrence. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. Yeah,
like, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet.
Yeah, that's the original Steve and Edie. Yeah.
Right.
Nice to talk to you. Take care.